Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 134 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 12th is reflect on a disappointing situation in your life. What would it look like for you to make the best out of the circumstances? What is one thing you can do today to help bring something positive out of the situation? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of overcoming obstacles. Pete Carroll is a championship football coach. He has won 2 national championships at the University of Southern California, as well as a Super Bowl championship with the Seattle Seahawks. But he has also been fired 5 times as a coach, including after his first season as an NFL head coach with the New York Jets. In his book, Win Forever, Carroll explains how as a young assistant coach he started to develop a philosophy that differed from many of the old school coaches he had played for. He knew that his approach, by giving the players some power to make decisions and trying to make things light and fun, might be considered too soft to some veterans in the NFL. But he had received some advice from his mentors that he needed to coach from his heart, otherwise he would be miserable. He knew he needed to be true to himself. He outlined his philosophy and the way he wanted to do things in his first meeting with the New York Jets and got some positive reactions from his staff and players. But he didn't get much of a reaction from the 80-year-old owner of the team. The New York Jets were in a rebuilding situation, but things got off to a good start when they beat the Buffalo Bills in their first game and had a respectable record of 6 wins and 5 losses in the midst of the season. However, they lost to the Miami Dolphins in the final seconds of their next game, as well as their final 3 games of the season. Still, Carroll thought the team was headed in the right direction. Unfortunately, the Jets owner did not agree. Pete Carroll was faced with a choice, and the following are his words on how he dealt with his disappointing situation. I was caught completely off guard and couldn't believe my ears. Was he serious? I had been in the job for less than a year, and here I was being blindsided. I couldn't think of how to respond, but it was clear that nothing I said would make any difference at this point. All I could see in the owner's eyes was that he had made up his mind. At first, I was in total disbelief. My very next thought was, this might be the best thing that ever happened to me. After all, I had a 4-year contract with 3 more years left on it, and this guy was letting me go. Rebuilding a team with an owner who doesn't see eye to eye with you is an uphill battle in the best of circumstances. And while I was looking forward to the challenge, there was no question that it would have been incredibly tough to pull off. Moments earlier, I had been full of dread about what the next season would hold, and all of a sudden, everything had changed. In any case, there wasn't any point in arguing. I didn't say anything. I just walked out. In that first meeting at the start of the season, I think he came to the conclusion that I was somehow not right for the situation, or possibly not serious enough to be the head coach his organization needed. Was he wrong to fire me? Maybe he was, and maybe he wasn't. It was his team, and he had the right to do whatever he wanted with it. A more interesting question is whether he made that decision because of what I was doing, or because of how I was doing it. If I'm being completely honest, I would have to say that it probably was a bit of both. I was new in the role of head coach and did not have my act completely together. That said, I still think that we were on the right track, and I wish I could have seen how it all would have played out, given more time. In the long run, I have to admit that I probably contributed to my own firing by the Jets because I didn't do everything I could have done to make sure the owner understood my vision. Looking back, I didn't understand the scope of my approach well enough to explain it to him in a convincing way. I mistakenly thought that having the team's attention was enough. I still had some work to do when it came to defining and articulating my philosophy. So how about you? Can you reflect on a disappointing situation in your life? What would it look like for you to make the best out of the circumstances? What is one thing you can do today to help bring something positive out of the situation? Pete Carroll went on to great achievement at the University of Southern California and now with the Seattle Seahawks. Sometimes it's about finding the right place where they support your vision, and sometimes it's about continuing to refine your philosophy and being able to better articulate it to the key stakeholders. Pete Carroll's philosophy is called Win Forever, but as he says in his book, he's not talking about wins on the scoreboard. Sure, those will often come as a byproduct, but he is talking about relentlessly competing to be the best we can be, and not just in our sport or in our job. He's talking about in every aspect and role in our lives, and that means learning something from disappointing situations in our lives, making the best of them, and taking action to do something positive and overcome the obstacles in our lives. Thanks for joining us today on the 1% Leadership Podcast. We hope you enjoy our stories, tools, and resources to help you learn, grow, and change daily by 1%, so you can increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day.